Kathy, looking at some of these latest numbers and then hearing a report that we had on this morning from Bloomberg News, I'm not too happy.
Well, January was soft. It was. And I'm looking at the real comp numbers year to date. New listings are down 7% year to date. The pending sales are down 8.3% year to date. The days on market are up, which is, again, you know, that's not good either, right? It's taking longer to sell inventory. But then on the flip side of that, you know, the inventory has grown, right? So we are up month to month 3%, 3.6%. So at least people are starting to put their houses on the market. I think January was so cold and February was so cold that people just opted not to do it.
You know, I was going to say that. We're also coming out of some very cold weather, and people just kind of want to hunker down in their own house.
This is very true. But I will say we've seen an uptick in March already, so hopefully these numbers will change when we speak again next month, because we are seeing more listings, more sales, and a more like a stable, what I would call it, more stable market for both buyers and sellers.
Kathy, is there one market in Metro Detroit where we are seeing more new listings than other places?
Well, I think the uptick in the listing market, which shows the greatest right now, is Dearborn. You know, they've had an increase in listings up to 33.3% this year.
Wow.
So, and that's February 2025 to 2026. So there are communities that are seeing growth. Downriver area is seeing growth. The greater Wayne area is seeing growth. But that being said, you know, so that's just trending, right? I think what's happening is that now that we're coming into spring, we're going to start seeing some of these communities grow again.
Yeah, you know, median sale price increasing 2.9%, I'm seeing, to about $262,000. That doesn't sound like it can get you a lot of house maybe in a neighborhood that you want to be in.
Well, I'll tell you what, who's been a community that's thriving right now is Oak Park. Oak Park is, you know, solid brick ranches. We're in there at 200 to 300,000, you know, by Ferndale, by Palmer Woods, you know, great community. And we're seeing some, you know, growth in that community, but you can get a really nice house in Oak Park.
Single buyers, couples, young people.
You know, we have it all. Everybody's buying now. The millennials are buying, which is great. You know, they were renting for years and now they're realizing it's best to put their money in an asset that will grow over time. So everybody's buying, singles, families. So that's why Oak Park is, and Madison Heights and some of these other, you know, solid ranch, solid brick communities are coming to the table. The buyers really like these solid brick homes.
You know, there was the report this morning about mortgage rates have gone up again, over what, 6.2% or something like that, which is still cheaper than what my son got back in, September. He and his girlfriend bought a small home in Minneapolis in one of the neighborhoods there. And I think it was 6.8%. But does that concern you too?
So these are still very favorable rates. And I want the buyers to remember, you can always refinance when the time comes. Buy the house you want. You know, save up the money, get a down payment. Don't worry about the rate so much, because the rates are going to fluctuate. And, you know, hopefully by year end, we will have another, you know, half a basis point or something lower, and you can refinance at that time.
Are you finding empty nesters, maybe singles, downsizing a bit?
We're seeing that more now. And the reason why is it's interesting. I have multiple families that are selling, the aging public that are selling because of their grandchildren. And they want to move to where their grandchildren are. And they're tired of waiting. You know, these rates at, you know, 5.75% to 7%, we've had this for a year already. And so I think people are just settling in and saying, I need to get on with my life and I need to do what's best for me. You know, the financial aspect of it, you know, if prices continue to go as they are, people are going to do well in their homes, especially if they've been in them for 20 or 30 years.
Anything else we need to know for the month of March?
that it is a good time to put your house on the market. We are coming actually into April, so people are doing their spring cleaning, and I can say that myself and all of us at Canty Brook and Company, we are very busy with buyers right now. So if you are a seller, but list your home. Don't hold on to it. Put it on the market. I'm seeing way too many sellers hear this idea of, oh, these pocket listings. You're not getting the value of your home because you're not allowing the consumer to bid. And I tell you, the people are leaving money on the table if they don't list their homes.